From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, live from Radio Row at the Democratic National Convention in a scorchingly hot Philadelphia.
Good morning. Welcome to Philly.
Hot pepper with the sweet pepper, with some pickles.
Cold waters! Ice cold waters!
All the superdelegates!
This broken system must be fixed.
Abolish superdelegates.
Abolish superdelegates.
This broken system must be fixed.
When they examine the bell, they can see the crack going up further. So the powers that be decided to retire it. Because by then, it was famous. They called it the Liberty Bell.
I think that's a good humor, man. It sounds from Philadelphia, where it's been 99 degrees. Thank goodness for ice cream trucks. We also visited the Liberty Bell. We heard protesters outside the DNC Rules Committee meeting, a vendor giving water to thirsty kids riding their bikes at Paines Park, volunteers who greet us at the airport. Just the picture Democrats wanted to paint. And then came the emails, hacked emails that show the Democratic Committee tried to undermine Bernie Sanders' campaign. The FBI is now investigating the hacking. Party chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says she'll resign, but not till the end of the week, even though when she gavels the convention in this afternoon, the same thing could happen that happened this morning when she met with Florida delegates.
We know that the voices in this room that are standing up and being disruptive, we know that that's not the Florida that we know. The Florida that we know is united.
Boy, I am sitting here with Here and Now political analyst Angela Rye, a Democratic strategist as well. You just went wow at what you were hearing of Debbie Wasserman Schultz getting jeered and booed. You are not advising the DNC, but what would you advise them?
Wow. So where to even begin? I just keep thinking about, you know, my role on Capitol Hill as the Congressional Black Caucus Executive Director. And if a chair was ever that distracting, they would have to go. The fact that this is the beginning of, you know, such a historic moment and that this is what's being discussed is highly problematic.
When you say she has to go, you're meaning what we've heard others say, that she has to literally exit, not just resign at the end of the week.
And not gavel in. Yeah. Not have a speaking role and not gavel out. You literally are a distraction. Every moment she's up on the stage, every moment she's at a delegation meeting, every moment she is a public figure representing the DNC, it's taking away from Hillary Clinton receiving the nomination this week.
What else is going on here? Because you mentioned she has a race.
She does have a race. So she has a primary opponent that Bernie Sanders actually endorsed. They came down hard on her for having been favorable to payday lenders in the past. And the reason why she was being allowed, what I called bowing out gracefully, is because of this race. And I think now they're realizing that maybe that wasn't the best strategy. Yeah. It has to be the party over her seat.
Well, she's also maybe in a way taken a little bit of the attention off of what the emails actually said. They were very uncomplimentary. They were very obviously sabotaging Bernie Sanders, putting the thumb on the scales on Hillary Clinton's side. So what do you think happens now? Because we remember what happened when Hillary Clinton, bowed out of the race in 2008. We talk about a hard-fought race. Mm-hmm. There was a roll call going on to nominate Barack Obama, and she stopped the roll call and asked for Obama's approval by unanimous vote. Let's listen.
With eyes firmly fixed on the future, in the spirit of unity, with the goal of victory, with faith in our party and our country, let's declare together in one voice, right here, right now, that Barack Obama is our candidate and he will be our president.
Well, is there any chance that's going to happen now? You have Bernie Sanders supporters yelling, lock her up.
Yeah, I think that it's not likely tonight. The only thing that I can think of is Bernie Sanders has consistently surprised me, though, on the campaign trail. From the moment where he said, enough with your DAMN emails, to even on Sunday. The Sunday shows, he was asked about this particular scandal. Right. And he said, well, we thought this all along, but now it's time for us to turn our attention to Trump. It is not above Bernie Sanders to be the bigger person and to come out and do something similar. I would be surprised, though, given all of this.
Well, yeah, he said he was shocked, not shocked, but disappointed by the revelations.
Right.
But he said, still, the most important thing is to defeat Trump.
That's right.
Just, Angela, with your insight, we've got a minute left. You're going to be with us all week.
Yay!
So we're very excited about that. But is there part of, I mean, for Bernie Sanders supporters and people new to politics, this is stunning.
Yeah.
But within the political world, Is this how it works? I mean, do people really use that kind of language when talking about the rival candidate when they've selected one?
No, and I can tell you there are, you know, are members of Congress that I don't have the greatest relationships with, and that's, this is still kind of stunning, right? I mean, this is not what you want to see happening from who, the entity that's supposed to be the referees, essentially. Mm-hmm. This is not neutral at all. It is what he suspected, and it's highly problematic.
Do you think the party heals? The GOP did after the Never Trump first day.
I think the party absolutely heals, and part of the reason why, Robin, is because even with all of this, it still has nothing on what Trump presents to this country, and that is above partisanship. It is a serious danger and
a
threat.
Yeah, but you got to admit, bad first day.
Oh, horrible. Horrible pre-day. We weren't even on the first day when this came out.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Here and now, political analyst Angela Rye, also a Democratic strategist who's mortified today. Angela, thank you.
Thank you.